This is tape two of a conversation with Miss Turner at CORE, Cleveland, Ohio, May 7. Continue.
Where were we?
I think we were talking about Africa.
Ready to ask you about the Italians down the street.
Oh.
And the Poles.
Yeah, well, in a sense, I feel sorry for them. I feel that they're belonging to two not very different cultures, but still somewhat different, has not broadened their experience. They've interpreted their belonging to an Italian, to an Italian community as something that does not help them to understand the broadening implications of that could mean. I think that I feel as though our experience is broadened by belonging to more than one.
But theirs is not.
And I don't believe theirs is. I think they interpret that belonging in terms of Americanism, which has unfortunately not seen the creative value of belonging to lots of different in-groups. I think that Americanism has attempted to in a sense, make American any other kind of identification, or at least to interpret Americanism and interpret this kind of belonging through American traditions, and it has not been broadening.
Do I gather you believe in, say, a pluralistic society where you have a variety of heritages and attitudes, enriching society? Is that it?
Yes, I do believe in a pluralistic society. I believe in the kind of society where a man can feel proud of being an Italian and an American at the same time and do not see those in any way contradictory. I see for the Negro community that a Negro should be able to be proud come from an African tradition, to have developed a certain tradition of his own here, and at the same time take part in a more American tradition at the same time, and not feel, feel broadened by that belonging.
Suppose he feels that over a period of time unspecified, his racial identity disappears entirely. Then what should he feel? What would you think of that? What would you feel? Being absorbed into an American bloodstream.
Well, unfortunately, the melting pot has had a pretty homogeneous and uninteresting flavor to me. If it could be a true melting pot where the contributions of various groups are acknowledged as such, and that various groups are permitted to make the contribution that they could make, and it's accepted as such, then it could be something of value, but unfortunately has become a gray mass of mediocrity. And I reject the melting pot idea if it means that everybody has to come down to the same standard. If losing one's racial identity means becoming a part of a gray, homogeneous mixture, then I say it's not worth it.
Have you read a recent book by Oscar Hanlon called The Bell in the Night?
No, I haven't.
He makes the point that the distinction between equality and integration is crucial, that many people in the Negro movement now fail to make that distinction, have created integration into a shibboleth, forgetting the real issue.
I would agree.
You would agree with that?
Yes, I feel that those who concentrate on integration and ending segregation have much too narrow a goal. Because I feel that the basic issue here is restoring to this country, well, maybe not restoring, but implementing for the first time economic justice, social justice, political justice. And that goes far beyond the bounds of ending segregation per se.
Let's take a case. It's a little different than the way you propose it now. In the New York schools, for certain people like Reverend Yolanderson, integration is crucial.
Mm-hmm.
I mean integration. Bus them in, bus mm-hmm. them out, mm-hmm. stir up. That's the main thing. Without that, he says, let the public schools go to hell. Maybe they'll serve that purpose anyway. He said this, you see. Now, that is an extreme integrationist position. Now, the other position is held by people like, I don't understand him, Dr. Kenneth Clark, and other Negroes who will say the main thing is not integration. The main thing is equality. Because you have to have a period of adaptation given a rough situation like that. Well, we have a crash program for equality of schools and all other formal equalities. But don't make integration as such a panacea. That's going to be worked toward.
Well, let me put it.
How would you to put it?
I would say that the goal is certainly quality education for all children. But I don't think we can overlook the fact that failure to integrate the school system means that for a Negro child, that is not a goal which he can attain. In other words, I think the end toward which we are striving and the end toward which all of our programs here in Cleveland have been directed is quality education for all. But at the same time, we would emphasize very strongly, we would insist, in fact, that integration must be part of that total plan. Integration, however, of a poor school system leaves an integrated poor school system. It does not solve the basic problems of quality education.
What do you think, offhand, about the busing system
New York? I think it's a means to an end. It cannot be seen as an end in itself.
Would it achieve its end, given the New York system, New York situation?
Well, I'm sure the New York situation would be somewhat like ours. I think that busing will achieve the end. And I think here we have to go a bit further. We have to see that the majority group is concerned about the education of its children. And when there's a minority group which is isolated from the majority, they are not going to be concerned about the education of that minority. Now, the goal of integration, the immediate goal would be to put Negro and white children in the same situation so that the concern which is not there for moral reasons has to be there for selfish reasons. In other words, they're going to be concerned about a school system in which their children are located, and that is, you know, one of the reasons why integration has to take place.
Now let's distinguish two things here. If one is assured, say in Hall, that there will be this crash $500 million program immediately put into effect. With integrated high schools, say, but not integrated grade schools because they can't be done, say. But the movement toward integration. Integration not as the means, but as an end. Equality being the means taken on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not sacrificing any principle, you see, in the matter. Saying this is a practical matter. How would you feel about that? Or would you say integration or death on those schools now?
No, I wouldn't take that position. I would not say integration or death. I would say, however, that it is too easy to feel that by putting in $500 million or $500 million into a segregated school system that you're eliminating the evil of the segregation. I feel that I would rather put much of that money or begin to make similar plans to put much more money into creating the kind of integrated school system, and that is something of the future. But I think if we put too much attention on improving the quality of education without putting at least as much, if not much more, attention on the problem of creating an integrated school system, which will be vastly superior to anything we have now, then we're going to find ourselves in a continued dilemma.
You mean separate but equal, you mean?
That's right, separate but equal.
Well, I suppose that's not the objective, but suppose on reasonable grounds, if practical difficulties are so great that you can't get the integration now.
Mm-hmm.
You can simply try to bleed toward integration, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it at the high school level.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't do it at the first eighth grade.
Well, I would agree. I mean, in a sense, you cannot abolish, here, for example, we're talking about planning educational
yes.
parks. Now,
in
clearly,
Cleveland,
in Cleveland, yes,
yes,
we would like to see the creation of educational parks. Well, in a time span between now and the time when these educational parks are created, we still have the problem of educating children where they are. Now, clearly, you're going to need a crash program. You're going to need upgraded quality in those schools until the time when you can create that kind of system. I think I would, if that is indeed Mr. Clark's position, I would tend to agree. We have to focus our attention on what the panacea is going to be, and that is an integrated school system. We have to plan for that. But in the meantime, we have to upgrade the quality of the schools in which we're now working and in which children now find themselves.
According to the Morning Times, Hall of Opinion tends now to veer toward the crash program and play down integration as either end or a device.
Who says this?
New York Times this morning.
And who is playing, who is doing this?
This is simply a news story. I mean, analysis of the present situation in Harlem.
Yeah.
Let me give you a second.